WILS phone lines are open on the Jack and Tom Show. 393-3700. Go ahead. Tell Jack and Tom why they're wrong. Again.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show here on 1320 WILS. 393-3700, 393-3700. Let's go out to our phone lines. Don from DeWitt is with us. Hello, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, Don.
First of all, I haven't mentioned in a while how great it is to have you guys back on the air. Best talk show around.
It's great love stuff. You, Don. D from D, bringing it strong.
Checks in the mail, Don.
Bringing the love.
There you are. Quick thing about the game last night at Eaton Rapids. You know, an easy W for DeWitt, but I got to give a shout-out to the Eaton Rapids kids and their fans. They've even though they haven't had a lot of success these past few years, they've got good numbers on the sideline. Problem is they don't have any size. Their line was awful small, and if DeWitt doesn't have as much size as the last few years, but if last year's line had gone up against these kids, it would have been almost criminal.
I can't tell you how happy I am to hear you say that, Don, because Bob Ribby and his staff deserve all the credit in the world. They have never been to the playoffs.
Well, they've got a lot of heart. They just don't have enough size right now, and it just amazes me that a school like Eaton Rapids, with their numbers, has been down so long, but circumstances. But, yeah, a shout-out on the number of kids they still have out for the program, and also the crowd. They had a great crowd there last night, and that's what it's supposed to be about, a community supporting your team, you know, good times and bad.
All right, so, what about tonight?
I'm stoked. I think a lot of people are overestimating MSU's weaknesses. There's some work to be done on defense. They had a couple busts in the secondary, and they've given up a lot of dinks and dunks. But I believe the average yard per pass they've given up is around 4.5 yards. And given the fact that they've had early leads in some of these games, you're going to get some of that. But kicking game was a big question coming into the season, and that seems solid. So that's a plus. I like how the right side of the offensive line is looking. Jamichael Dean, if he can get the pass pro down, boy, he's awfully athletic for a big guy. They pulled him from right tackle, pulled him on power left last week, and he just looked real nice getting up in that hole.
You know, Michigan State had three major questions coming into the season, Tom.
Secondary was one.
The running game, thanks, Don, appreciate the call, and the place kicking. Place kicking has been phenomenal. I mean, last week Dan Conroy had a 50-yarder, two over 40. He's 12 for 12 if you count the field goals and extra points. He looked fantastic. The running game could not look any better right now. I mean, in terms of what they've expected, they've sprung a couple long ones. They've been pretty consistent. But the defense is still a major question, and we're going to get that again tonight with Dane Crist. We're going to see if Michigan State can get off the field. And last week, hey, third down, that was exactly what Florida Atlantic wanted. They had them right where they wanted on third and long.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you can start breaking down the evaluations. I'm just a big proponent of when you're playing, stepping it up in caliber of competition. I mean, FAU, I don't.
Florida Atlantic just won a bowl game in Ford Field. They just beat Central Michigan two years ago.
I understand that. But, so, I mean, what I saw on that field, it wasn't Big Ten caliber competition, obviously, when I saw FAU. I didn't even look like they were really wanted to even be there. And their coach didn't even really care what the score was.
No.
Let's just kick a field goal and make this thing close. I mean, I was really shocked.
How idiotic was that?
That was really 16, strange.
They need a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and an onside kick to have a chance with less than 3 minutes to go, and he kicks a field goal.
I think you're going to find out a lot more about Michigan State tonight. And you know, to be honest with you, I'm not even all wrapped up about Michigan right now. I think that was a great win for the Wolverines, and winning down in South Bend is tough, but I'm going to wait till they get into that October 9th, October 16th duel when they got Michigan State and Iowa
at home,
physical teams. I mean, Michigan State was always physical, especially against Michigan, and then Iowa. I mean, then we'll see. Then I'll give you my true evaluation of Michigan, because you're not going to learn anything more against UMass and BG these next couple weeks, or even down at IU could be tough for them down in Bloomington. But you know, the real test is October the 9th. So I'm not going to get all jacked up about them until then.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see three easy wins now, I think, for Michigan.
I'm not saying they're going to come into the easy though.
You're not.
That IU game, I don't know.
Well, they should have lost Indiana last year.
Absolutely, and IU's improved a little bit.
Well, you would hope if Michigan is ranked, and this is the new Michigan we keep hearing about, that they'll be able to handle Indiana. And if they can't, then they've got some other issues. But I'm looking at Michigan being a top 15 team and 5-0 when Michigan State comes to town. Michigan will be favored, and we'll see if Rich Rodriguez can finally get a win over the Spartans.
You have a hard time giving Michigan any credit.
No, you know, I watched that game very carefully last week.
You just talk about things when they gave it.
I thought they were very fortunate to win.
It's always fortunate. Yeah,
here's why I thought they were fortunate. Let me tell you exactly why. Because when Dane Crist could see, okay, they got outscored 24-7. When they put in the second and third string quarterbacks, then Denard Robinson went crazy. Michigan played well. Notre Dame couldn't do anything. But Notre Dame did accumulate 535 yards. And for everyone who talks about the Michigan State defense and all the issues, now obviously there's a difference in competition. You made a very good point, Tom. However, when you give up 535 yards to an unranked team, I'm not sure you should be packing for Pasadena.
Who says they're packing for Pasadena?
A lot of people do. Right now, you should see the excitement on the message boards.
You threw out these blanket terms, lot of people.
No. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, right now, the question is whether Denard Robinson is going to win two Heismans or three. He's number one on the ESPN poll right now. He's athlete of the week.
Is that his fault? Is that Michigan SID?
No, I didn't say that. I'm talking about Michigan football and the fervor it creates. And every time they get a win, the same thing as last year. They beat Notre Dame, and everyone was talking about Tate Forcier in the same regard.
And they
didn't win a Big Ten game in October or November. Same thing.
One play can be impressionable. And when you know, the 87-yard touchdown run, it was the fact when he hit the seam,
right,
and he was, you know, basically, even with the DBs,
right,
they were like, he was like driving by cars parked on the side of the road in the emergency lane. And these were DBs. These are fast athletes.
Right.
And that's what grabs people more than anything.
Right.
And then, my God, he's got, you know, 502 total yards, one guy. Granted, that offensive line, there were some holes there. So I'm pleased about
holes.
The O-line.
They were driving the equipment truck through the hole.
So those are good things for Michigan. I'm excited about that. The defense scares the crap out of me.
Best thing about Denard Robinson, he hadn't turned the ball over. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Look how much he's accounted for 88% of their offense.
It's tough.
He hasn't turned the ball over yet.
And keep him healthy today.
All right.
Who do we got next?
We'll be back with George Blaha, voice of Michigan State football and a Hall of Fame voice of the Detroit Pistons. Coming up next, don't forget Keith Jackson as well, coming up on the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.